Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello?
Hi, Mike, it's Penny.
Oh, hi, Penny. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And how are things with you and Connie?
Oh, just great. She's now created a job schedule for me.
A job schedule? What does that mean?
Oh, it's a list of all the jobs she needs doing, and there's tons of them.
So what sort of jobs do you mean?
Well, painting and decorating, really, with some gardening thrown in. So that means moving a shed and laying a patio, that sort of thing.
Gosh, well, can you do all of that?
Well, if you mean lay a patio, no, I've never done it before. So I don't know if I can or not.
That's quite unlike Connie. She always likes things done properly, if you know what I mean. And no disrespect to you, but it is different when a professional person does it, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. But she has tons, and I mean tons, of jobs she wants doing.
Well, if that's the case, you won't have any time to look for a proper job, will you?
No, I realise that.
And she's getting it all done for free. Oh, I think that's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Well, you see, I am doing the jobs instead of paying her any rent. But what I think will happen is I'll get a job and she'll expect me to carry on with the work here as well.
No, that wouldn't be fair. No, I don't think she'd expect you to do that.
I bet she'd ask me to do things on my days off.
No, she wouldn't. Not if you were paying rent.
Ah, but remember, Penny, she said I would only need to pay a minimal amount. So I think she would.
Well, it all sounds a bit one-sided to me.
Well, I don't have much choice, do I?
No, I suppose not. Look, the reason I'm phoning you is I wanted to say sorry for being so abrupt when I saw you in the pub.
No, you weren't abrupt.
Yes, I was. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be. Anyway, Mike, what I was wondering was, would you like to meet up?
Oh, yeah, of course I would. I'd love to.
Well, what about tomorrow, then? I was thinking we could go for a walk.
Ah, oh, that'd be lovely. What time do you want to go?
Say 10-ish, or is that too early?
No, that's fine. And where do you want to go?
I was thinking up Tennyson Down, and then we can get away from everyone.
Now that sounds like a very good idea. Penny, how can I put this? Do you think Kathy will want to join us?
No, she can't. I know she's busy.
Oh, great.
So, I'll see you tomorrow at about 10, and I'd wrap up warm if I was you. It's going to be really cold.
Oh, I'll be all right. Hey, we can keep each other warm.
That's just what I was thinking.
Hello, Connie. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just came to see if you wanted a cup of tea or anything. Oh, wow, that looks good.
Oh, thank you. Doesn't look too bad, does it?
No, you've done a really good job there.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased with it. I wasn't sure if this bit would look right, but I think it looks okay. In fact, you know what? I think it almost looks professional.
Well, well done, Mike. I think you found your niche.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's nice to see you so happy. Work obviously suits you.
Well, it's not just that.
Oh, so why are you so happy then?
Well, I've just had a phone call from Penny, and she apologised for being so abrupt with me last night.
Oh, did she now?
Yeah, and she wants us to meet up.
Oh, good. Well, no wonder you have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And what about dear Kathy?
Well, that is the best bit. She won't be there because she's got something else to do.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
So, yeah, tomorrow we're going for a walk, and then hopefully I'll be able to persuade her to go for a drink in the pub.
Ooh, very nice. So when will you be able to finish this?
Oh, don't worry. I'll probably do it on Monday.
I see.
Connie, you do realise this is important to me. I've got to see her to sort things out.
Yes, I know that. And I do understand, all right? I'll leave you to get on then.
Hey, what about the tea?
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot. I'll go and make it now.
Isn't it amazing that the vaccine's available now?
Oh, it's incredible. And it won't be too long. We'll all be back to normal.
Normal? What's that? We certainly won't go back to how it was before COVID. And I, for one, will still be working from home, whether I like it or not.
Yeah, that's true. And I know I'm very lucky still to have a job. I did think at one point the Pattersons might close. And honestly, I don't understand how we have managed to stay open.
Well, so many shops have closed, haven't they?
I know, it's awful. I feel so sorry for all those people. And Newport, it just doesn't look the same, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's all very sad.
Oh, now, there is one good thing, though, that I must tell you. I'm meeting up with Mike tomorrow, and we're going for a walk.
Oh, are you? Where are you going?
Up Tennyson Down.
Oh, I love doing that walk. I'll come with you.
No, Cathy, no, you can't. You've got that, now, what's it called? That meeting you have online.
Oh, yeah. What a pain. I'd have loved to have come with you.
Well, never mind. It would be nice for Mike and I to have some quiet time together.
Yes, I suppose you need that sometimes. I know you get fed up with Connie being at the house all the time.
She isn't.
Oh, I thought she was.
No.
What?
Nothing. Anyway, I am looking forward to it.
Good, because I thought you'd gone off him.
No, I haven't. It's just that we've got to sort a few things out, that's all.
What's that then?
Well...
Oh, Penny. Is it because he hasn't got a job?
Well, that doesn't help.
And he doesn't own his own house, does he?
Well, neither do you.
That's true. So, if that's not the problem, what is? Look, if you need to talk about it, I'm always here to listen. It doesn't matter what it is. You can tell me.
Thanks, Cathy. I know I can. And that's what I like about you. You're such a good friend.
Oh, look at that view.
Oh, I love it here. And it's not too cold, is it?
No, it's warmer than I thought it would be.
Mike, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Are you happy?
Happy?
Yeah. Are you still happy living with Connie?
Well, it's not ideal.
Look, to be honest, Mike, I'm a bit concerned about all the work she's asking you to do.
Well, that's the agreement. I can't say no now.
I know, but are you happy about it?
Well... I suppose it's sort of fair. I can't pay her any rent.
So, Mike, what sort of job are you after?
I don't know, really.
Why don't you start your own business?
Doing what?
Odd job man? It's really what you're doing now, but at least you get paid for it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, think about it. I'd help you with the business, if you like, to set it up, with a website and business cards and all of that.
So, well, what would I call the business?
Oh, I don't know. But it would have to be something that people would remember.
Okay.
So, what do you really think of the idea?
Well, I suppose it might work. I can't see myself being my own boss.
Trouble is, though, it's such a terrible time to start up your own business.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, what's the alternative? No, the more I think about it, the more I think it's a damn good idea.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.